I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Last year, I was approached by two different television production companies asking if I would be interested in hosting a TV reality show about treasure hunting. Back in May, I heard from Jason, who works for a company called BYB Productions. He said, "I'm a reality TV producer in California. I came across your YouTube videos and have been looking for someone to be in a concept we are developing about metal detection treasure hunting. Would this be something you may be interested in? We're looking for big personalities and a show that would take people all over finding hidden treasures." I told Jason, I did do a TV show for 25 years. I was the Alex Trebek of East Central Illinois, but I had all my questions and answers right there in front of me. I was never comfortable talking without a script, and my memorization skills are nil. Plus, I hate reality TV. I didn't hear from Jason anymore. Then in November, Heather, from a company called Kinetic Content, which has ties to several reality shows, including Survivor, told me what they wanted. Quote, "We're looking for charismatic explorers or groups of treasure hunters that want to share their skill and passion with a wide audience. They'd navigate us around historical sites in the U.S. and abroad." Here's what I wrote back to Heather. "Will your program be only about treasure hunting, or will it cover other types of hunting and exploring? Because you mentioned historical sites, and most all of them are totally off limits to treasure hunters. You get caught in a national park with a metal detector, they take not just your detector, but your vehicle too. You get locked up and your stuff gets sold. I doubt that a TV production company would get any special treatment in that regard. Next, finding a bona fide treasure hunter to host the show could be more difficult than you expect, because the last thing in the world true treasure hunters want is publicity. Secrecy is their way of life. They learn early on that if they talk about their finds, they lose their finds. So you've got a problem there, in that the people who are most excited about getting the job you're offering are probably going to be the least qualified. Ouch. And if you did find a real expert as a host, odds are he would not be very telegenic or glib. Better to get a cutie from Central Casting who is a quick study and can memorize a script, I'm afraid. Also, the great majority of people who call themselves treasure hunters are really coin shooters. They go to parks and schoolyards and dig mostly pennies. They get excited when they find a nickel or a dime. They know little about researching for possible treasures, and they don't care. Their goal is to get some fresh air and exercise, and to find enough coins to eventually pay for their metal detecting equipment. Having said all that, I do have two names for you. I have no idea if they would be interested, but they are tops in the field and really know their stuff. Their names are Dick Stout and Andy Savish, and I gave her their email addresses. Andy, by the way, told me he had already been approached by five other TV production companies. Anyway, Heather and I exchanged a flurry of emails, and though I turned her down for any personal involvement, I guess she was happy with the help I gave her because she promised me that I'd be listed in the show's credits as senior consultant. Now get this, Spike TV has announced that it will air a treasure reality show this spring. I'll tell you about that next time. You're not going to believe it. Oh, before I go, I want to say this about the truthfulness of what you see on these so-called reality shows. The only difference between reality TV shows and fictional TV shows is that in reality TV, the actors are uglier. Thanks for listening, and for more articles on treasure hunting, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.